Can there be anything more precious than eyes and hearts? Hands. Indeed, more precious than eyes and hearts are hands. Of all the seen and unseen gems, incarnate in body and soul, the most precious, no doubt, are hands. All the gains of life are seized by hand. Everything in this world, everything on this earth, is ruled under someone's hand. Have you heard of such a reign? Hands are ruling the world. Noble are the hands, if only for what they're tasked to do. My most beloved deed in life, writing. In the deepest of plights, in the gravest of griefs, many a time have I called out to myself, take heart. You may have nothing, but you still have your hands. Remember Beestoon? Put your hands to work to move a mountain like a blade of hay. And what an amazing force is in hands that are connected to one another. If ever one is defeated, surely his hands must have been tied. To be hand in hand with someone, union of two souls. To be hand in hand with someone, pledge of two lovers. If you're hand in hand with another, you sense the exchange of words from one friend's hand to the other. The fleeting touch of a physician's hand laid with care on a patient's forehead heals better than any prescribed remedy. As you rise up dancing, waving your hands in the air, it's the flag of joy you're raising with the flag that is your hand, sorrow's army you're defeating. Hands are the treasure chest of love and art, be it on the frets of an instrument, be it on the shoulder of a friend, be it on the portrait on a canvas, be it on the gear of a wheel, be it on the handle of a cycle. Be it extended to help the blind, be it in building a better tomorrow. What keeps tormenting my heart, compounding my other bitter gloom, is humanity's fate and doom. Regret and pain weigh heavily upon our hearts, for our bullets have reached their targets, but our hands have yet to reach out to one another.